This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The free market-oriented public policy group ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, is losing some high-profile members. In the past couple of days, Yahoo, Yelp, Facebook, and Google have all said they have left or will leave ALEC over policy disagreements. That is not to say, though, that tech companies aren't interested in public policy or in lobbying to influence it. Silicon Valley used to steer well clear of Congress. Now it's one of the biggest spenders on Capitol Hill. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Tech companies wanted to ignore Washington, but Washington wasn't about to ignore them. A few years ago, Congress debated some big bills on internet policy, and Silicon Valley wasn't at the table. So tech companies opened D.C. headquarters. And 2 years ago, web giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook joined forces to create a new trade group, the Internet Association.
Our digital team, communications.
Michael Beckerman is the association's president and CEO. He shows me around their sleek new Washington office and explains why he's here.
And that's my job, is to help build relationships and bridge the gap between our industry and Congress.
That gap makes it hard for tech to gain traction in Washington. Part of the problem, it takes time to build relationships on Capitol Hill, and tech is new to the K Street lobby game. Also, the tech industry wants quick movement on huge issues like immigration and patent reform. Beckerman says back in Silicon Valley, they can't understand what's taking so long.
In the internet world and in Silicon Valley, people see a problem and they find a way to solve it. But that's not always how Washington works.
No, it's not. So Beckerman and his chief lobbyist, Gina Woodworth, make regular trips to Capitol Hill. Today, they're off to Congressman Paul Ryan's office. Of course, we take an Uber SUV. Woodworth says she'll be talking trade.
The last time they drafted a trade bill was in 2002. In 2002, a lot of our companies weren't even created, and we weren't really an active stakeholder at that time. But now we are.
And they have the cash to prove it. Sheila Krumholtz heads the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks lobbyist spending in Washington.
Spending by the tech sector has more than tripled since 1998.
Krumholtz says the tech lobby budget went from $40 million in the late 90s to more than $140 million last year. And she says Silicon Valley is on track to spend at least that much this year. Today, tech is the fourth biggest spender on lobbying in Washington. But
what they get for all this lobbying is not clear.
Anthony Corrado teaches government at Colby College.
Even on a very narrow issue like immigration reform and a modification of visa policy to allow more engineers in, for example, they can't get any action.
What's worse, Corrado says, sometimes tech companies lobby on different sides of an issue, like net neutrality, which pits the companies that built the pipes of the internet against the users of those pipes. Corrado says there's a clear winner here, and it's not the tech lobby.
Members of Congress are more than happy to have tech industry lobbying on both sides of an issue because it makes it much easier for them to solicit campaign contributions.
Corrado calls it a fundraising bonanza. Welcome to Washington, Silicon Valley. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.